If you have intention for the Kedela, Eino Mistam Mitumas Ochel.
Being for the other food in the dish.
Yeah. Vasheves Mishin Nos Notam the Kedela Reza Kizevel, Eino Mistam Mitumas Ochel. Before that, the Ram says like this: Eil Dvarm Shein Mikam Tuma, Afal Pisha Bene Adam Ochlin Osan. So Tumas Ochlin says there are certain things that are eaten but are not coming to Mitumas Ochel. Why? Lefisha ena ne'echolim lahanos gufan, ez mesha nos min tam b'ma'acholos, ho b'nei ha-reach, ho ha-mareach. So this is the thing. Palpolim is one of them.
You wouldn't eat them on their own.
That's right. That doesn't get, that's no tumas ochel on that. And what about b'truma? B'truma he says...
I thought the Gemara concludes that the Shedes is for
he's learning. He's learning as a question. Apparently, when you put it in, when you put it into the pot, but Stama, it would be eaten.
Not a general question of its function.
No, in the Kedera, may Shivsa. Right, but it says it doesn't make sense to say it depends on what you think. But can someone just help me out? Where's the truma?
Test 12 your days.
Yeah, here he says Hasheves ad shelo nosna tam bekedera yesh ba mishum truma. Mish nosna tam bekedera ein ba mishum truma. Alright, that was quick. But in the parish of Shnayis, he explains it a little more also. He explains a little more what it is. The dill. Dill, which is parsley. What did you say, John? Is it parsley?
I didn't know.
You remember?
No.
Which parish, who has that one?
I have it.
Yeah.
Redeeming it.
It's an uksa. That's like Gemara in Nida says. They would use it to make some sort of dip out of it. Like a futach, everything. So they would eat it raw after their meal with the other liftonim. The eno misbashel b'kedera. It's not eaten cooked. That's not the way you eat it. If you're going to eat it as a food, you don't eat it cooked, eat it raw. Lufika calls man shalom is basho chayev betruma with tami tumas ochel. As long as it's not cooked, it just is a regular ochel. Ovo im nis basho mishi yitin es tamo betavsho v'yimso betavsho tam hasheves hare nigmaro toalto. But if you cook it, when it gives its tam, and you have the tam in the tavsho, then its purpose is complete. Umasha nishar mimino akakach kumoha psoas. Because now I guess it's not a machel. It's not considered, you don't eat it cooked, he says. And it's done giving its flavor. So then it's like a psoas, just like garbage. She'inan uya l'achilu, l'pidach eina chayev v'truma.
Why does that have to be the pot? If it's just that you don't eat it when it's the pot?
Because it's an interesting thing, he's saying while it's giving tam, it still is functioning as an ochel. I mean, that's what it seems to be only, right?
Sounds functionally just like parsley, right? You eat
parsley. It is parsley.
But it is parsley, for
it's
sure.
Parsley. Okay. Dill, which is a type of parsley.
Okay. People eat it after meals and.
Well, they wouldn't eat it alone. They make something out of it. Okay. Like a what? Like a pesto.
Yeah.
What do they make the dill? Anyway, All right, so that's the fact. That's the fact. Point around. Of course, the fact.
Good mayo for your fish.
All right. Yeah, deal like Dylan and mix it with mayonnaise or something. Like with salmon.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Cool.
Yeah. Potato.
Yeah, that's more like the eye appeal. In soups.
Oh, that's what my grandmother does. Mayo.
Your
grandma was at Buckingham
Hookton?
Yeah. And she passed out to my mother.
Okay. Where's Howie?
He's coming home. I'm on call today.
All right. Oh, so we'll finish off first, and then go back to the rock club. The arrival is on a whole different track over here. Whole different track. Okay.
Why doesn't he like the Mamanza Gila to go without your intention?
Oh, the Ravid on the. He says the Ochel doesn't go by your intention. It's either Ochel or it's not. The Ram's saying, like, you have a choice. If I'm going to put it into a pot, then it's not Ochel now.
What was the question of the Gemara according to the Ramam?
So I have to think about it, but those are the facts. I think he tries to go into a little bit too, right? Mm-hmm. But the way the Ram sets up the facts, it is interesting because he's saying in the pot it's not its own ochel anymore because then it's going to be cooked, nobody's going to eat it anymore. Right? In the pot it's only going to be giving tam. But I have to think about it a little more. Let's think about it a little more. Okay. What are we up to here? We're up to the Maya de Silka, right? So that's how we understand Zaya. That's how the Rashba understands Zaya by the juices. That it has to be considered a mashke. It's a halachic concept. That it's the drinkable form of the pri. But it has to be nitan for that. Otherwise it's just changing the thing. Otherwise you're just changing the thing. Making it into something that's not. That's Zaya. Okay.
And that's not an idea in the physical world. That's in the realm of Adam, since we use the mashke of the Zayas and the
right.
And Adam, that therefore it's nitam.
That's what it seems the way he's learning. That's the way it seems he's learning. Because so that's the way he phrases this question by the Chometz, right? And we'll see. Because he reveals himself more over here in this next piece. Go ahead. Who wants to continue? It's a little bit in the middle, but it's pretty good entry point here. Ella Mashma, right? Mm-hmm. Who wants to read? Anybody?
I'll read.
Good.
Allah Mashma de Tana.
Oh, before I forget, in terms of Hanukkah, what did we want to do? Did we do my Likim Nail Nair? Did we do that?
No.
No?
Sounds good.
Sounds good?
We don't have time for communication.
We usually have like a longer weekend there. I don't know yet.
Oh, it was king. Yeah, Mikdash.
That was 2 years ago.
Remember that?
Brother was here.
The 7 or the 1?
We did a lot of stuff that year.
Yeah, we did a lot.
We don't care about miracles.
We
eventuated in Kiyume Mikdash.
Uh-huh. I don't remember, what's the 7 or the 1?
Do you light 7 candles or 1? Meaning, was there 1 nace or 7 nace?
With the brachas. Kol yom is brachas nace. Right. That was
1 bracha or 7 brachas.
For the Al Nisim. You make an Al Nisim every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or Shechianah every day. Yeah, what sugi were we doing last year? Oh, because I think our regular Gemara sugi collapsed. Right.
Last year we didn't do anything.
Last year we didn't do anything?
No. Because we... Yeah.
Yishnokim
was last year, right?
Yishnokim, that was what collapsed.
That collapsed, but then we picked up Baruch Hamo. Okay, let's go on.
Yishnokim was fine.
You should like to English first. Ella mashma detama kadashinan. The kevan de lo chayil shem truma aschitas haperos levad miayim v'shemin shmamina de lo chashuv mashke elazei ba'ama.
Okay, so he's saying different from the Ravid. Ravid is learning the whole thing of Xer Shova from Bikurim. He's saying no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the tam. That what? That since you see that the shem truma is not chal on the schitas peros. Is except for yayin and shemen. So what does that? That teaches us an idea. That what?
It's not considered mashke.
It's not considered mashke.
Just there. V'chumitz sidvanios nami katama daman.
That's a different reason,
right? V'lo damia l'maya d'shalki u'maya d'shevsa.
So this is not like the water of the vegetable soup.
The hanehu kevan derov achilasan hu al yedei shlika meshlikasan kamosan.
Yeah, it's a different idea.
Right. Since the derech achila of those is through shlika, that's why the mind is like them.
So he's learning a slight ukimta, and that is that not talking about any vegetable that you just cook in a pot. It's talking about vegetables, that's the way to eat them. Right? Yeah.
When he says that's the way to eat them, he means you eat them in the form of stew, or you boil them and then you eat the fruit itself?
It would seem both. I mean, it would seem essentially the former, that you, that's the way to eat those vegetables. The vegetables themselves are eaten only after intense cooking, and then the mayim is going to have a din of the pre.
What's the
cool
shulki?
Where is that? Oh, that's what he's saying shulki means. Shulki means foods that are eaten shulokos.
Doesn't mean anything.
That's what he says.
Anything that you cook.
He gets that. He said that.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Ha kol midi delays darche lemishluke v'lo lemishkate ela lemechle be'ene b'hanahu lo amrinan shi hu mimehen kahen.
Right, so if you just take a regular vegetable that's not its way to eat it, cooked or squeezed, rather it's eaten in its natural form, then you would not make a bracha on the amir. So he's not making a chilek. So what's his chilek then? He's really not making a chilek between maya, the maya or the meperos. No, in terms, he's not making a chilek like the rush.
Same principle.
Right, that it goes by tam, more or less tam, and he's not making chilek as a different kind of a substance. Whatever that idea would be, he's not going that way. Right? It's completely consistent. They're exactly the same sugya. It's just a question of what the derech is. And over here, we're talking about fruits, and he elaborates. He's very clear, right? Good.
Okay. So he's
right. That's similar to yours, isn't it?
La perushidach and lishalek kamar.
So why does it say over here in our sugya? It says v'shar meperos, right? It says v'vash tamarim v'yipukum chametz tzivonios v'shar meperos shatruma. Rabbi Yeshua says, Zeya Ba'alma, Rabbi Yeshua Poter, and we're saying it's Zeya Ba'alma. It says all fruit juices. And you're telling me that what? That Maya the Silky is the same thing. And yet it's Barbary 8. So you see, it seems to go against this general statement that all fruit juices are Zeya, because you're telling me the water from those vegetables is really the same idea as the fruit juice. And yet those are Adama. So how can you tell me that these are that? How could it say such an absolute statement of kol?
It's a la per shadachan leshalek kamar, ela kein tipuchin the tamarim shadachan leachal chayim will be ein kamar.
That's right. It's like a prat and klal. So right, that it means all fruits
that are like these,
that are essentially eaten as fruits, all juices that come from fruits, which are essentially eaten as fruits, their mashkin doesn't have a din of a mashkin. It has a din of zeya.
It's mashmak like that because the Gemara could have just said, kol meperos.
Right. Kol Sham Gezer.
Well, why did it have to give the examples at all? He could have just said, Kol all made parents.
Right. It's a Kol Prat. Well, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
still fighting with the Ravid a little bit. Okay.
Ubatosefta de Nechotin Bereish Pirkin Tanina and Behedya Shein Mavarkin Alav El Ashahakol.
Yeah, it's Tosefta. The Prakim are not the same.
Yeah, I know.
Like Gimel of the Sparek or something.
The Tanina and Tama and Dvash Tamayim Vyain Kukim Vekomit Sidvanios Mavarkin Alay and Kaderash Mavarkin Alam Murias.
And that's a shock.
Yeah. Mikol Makom Mi Divrei Kulam Nilmod Bedvash Hazab Neatma Mino Tamayim Shein Mavarkin Alav Vekim Shahakol.
Okay, so that's the Rash, that's the Rashbam. Rashbam is a pillar. He's a pillar in this area. That comes out, according to him, that the that mashke is basically means that the definition of mashke is derech achilason. Is that if it's derech achila is the liquid, that's mashke. If it's not, then it's zeya. So it comes out, according to him, that that's the whole difference between the sugyas. That's the difference between the sugyas. The sugya over here of Meiperos is talking about fruits that are not normally eaten as a liquid. And the sugya over there is talking about what? Vegetables that are mainly eaten cooked. So, but it's still slightly different, right? It's still slightly different. Because over here by the Meiperos, that's what you're eating. That's what you grow the thing for. That's what it's for. It's for the Yayin. It's for the Zayas. It's for the Shemen. Right? But over there, he's not saying that you can't eat the vegetable. He's not saying that's the whole way to eat the vegetable. So, but yet, it still gets the bracha. Now, it is not exactly the same, right? Over here, this seems to be the way to eat the fruit. Over there, it's the way to cook the fruit, and it's the way to make the food edible, right? But it doesn't necessarily sound like he's saying that the main thing is the meish lakos. Does he indicate that?
It's hard to tell. Yeah, we couldn't tell either way.
Yeah. Al Yidei Shliga. It just sounds like saying the since that's the essential way to eat them, then the Mayim becomes like that. Mm-hmm. Right?
What is it when it says that when it says Sharkol Me Peros, it's La Peros Shadar Gomer Shalik Gomer Alik Yin Tabu Gomer Gomer Shadar 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 Gomer Alik Yin Tabu Gomer
Which one is it? Where is it? V'hadik koyol hacha. V'shar kol meperos lavperos dagam misholi kol meperos ain't apuchim v'tamarim. You have tamarim shadar kol meyachol chayim ube'en ko'ama kirimonim v'anovim with yotzeven.
You're talking about regular grapes, then it is the derech to eat them with the mashke.
Yeah, why is there?
If he's talking about the vinegar, he holds that's because of a separate reason that it's teruah. What are you saying? Makes it sound like the reason why that's just considered Zeya because it's Derek.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense saying that a little bit. Must be a mistake of some sort. What did he miss so far? Tapukum? Did he mention Tapukum yet?
That was early in the line, right?
Yeah. He already mentioned Tapukum, he mentioned Tamarim. Now he's got Rimonim. I mean, he should put in Tamar. You already mentioned Tainim? I don't know. Good question.
Doesn't it just mean you don't boil them?
You eat them like you eat grapes. Over there he's not saying...
He's just
saying how you eat them.
Yeah. Whether you eat them boiled or whether you eat them raw. You don't boil grapes. I don't know what point.
Not that's the reason why.
Yeah, we established before that it seemed like the derech was from
one. Darken le'ofofayim. Ube'en ko'oma. Kirimon of another. I guess he means which anavim? You mean the anavim of the Sidvanios? I mean those you don't eat them cooked?
It's a little bit strange.
It's a little strange. I don't know. Good question. Yeah, one thing. So just one practical question. So according to the Rashba, it would seem clear that what? That like on a juice today, that is essentially that's like an orange, a juice orange, is not the same as a fruit orange. They're grown hundreds of them, hundreds of orchards, I'm sure, just for orange juice, right? Mm-hmm. That's the derech achila of that type of orange, right? The Rashba would seem to say. Now, the Rashba doesn't hold there's anything holy about Zesim and Anavim, because it's the same category of Shlokos. It just represents things that's the derech to eat. That's the derech is to eat their the meiman. But just like Shlokos, and Kol Shar Peros is just representing the other category of Peros. But if there's a pre that is essentially eaten as liquid, that would be the mashke.
Yeah. Does it go by man?
What does he hold by the sugar cane? Did he say? But there's anybody else? I think earlier, maybe. I think. Do we have the actual Rashba here? Even the ones that argue with the Bahag on the Dvash, they don't argue with him on the sugarcane. That's a separate inyan, because that is the only way it's eaten.
When it comes down to it, there was some personal intention with that tree.
It would seem that man. Yeah. But the sugar, but the juice orange is a different type of orange. It's actually a different kind of orange.
So olives, if someone planted olives for pickling, that wouldn't help.
No. That's just the ramzu by the Sheves, apparently the ramzu you can have das, and how you want to do it. But, what daf were we on before? You use lamas, ayin, and beis, right? Dusha.
Dusha is on lamachas.
Maybe it doesn't have it. Okay, anyway.
Pesach?
Yeah.
Is the converse true, but according to this far, that if you had this juice orange or whatever, if you ate the orange, you'd make a shakal?
No, definitely not.
So that would, the fruit itself could never lose the shame, it's just it could be extended to...
That's like we said yesterday about the
The only time you have that, I mean, I know it's a lot to keep together, and it seems and they're close, but they're not exactly the same. And that is, in other words, if the derech, what's that?
The potato, you can say?
Yeah, the potato. It's not the same as the potato.
Potato only emerges with the
That's
potato.
Right. Because the pre is not edible.
Right.
Not the way to eat the pre. Here we're saying this is like eating the pre. It's not a hechsher.
Right.
The difference between a hechsher and another form of eating this fruit.
Right. Are there different types of oranges that they make?
Yes.
The ones that are produced?
I just said that. Yeah.
Matt said maybe he just made this point and I missed it, but it doesn't seem like they're analogous because the maya de shilka, that's like... Meaning by the yain and shemen, it's the juice from the pri.
Right.
And
just
maya,
said that.
Like you're turning it into. How can they be analogous?
Right.
But he says they're completely.
Yes. What's the analogy? And he seems to say the essential component here is that you cook it.
Right. That's even worse. That fact, because you're not even doing it for the maya.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. He's taking Rashi from us here. He's taking away Rashi from us. Because we're not learning Rashi this way. He's learning Rashi this way. He's learning Rashi essentially to be a question of what your das is. Of what the derech achila of the thing is.
How are we taking Rashi?
We're taking Rashi more in terms of pre. The idea of pre.
Oh, you mean Rashi as a whole? Okay, yeah.
Right. Rashi Shita.
Right, right.
He's taking Rashi Shita over. I mean, maybe we were taking Rashi Shita over. But... It's different from what we were saying, from the way we were saying. Yeah. I'll have to keep that in mind still, though.
Because Rashi says, like, right out, pre, that seems to be it.
Right. Like, someone was trying to say yesterday. I mean, the question, what does it mean, nitan lamashia? That's the phrase. He's saying it means daita dahi, basically. or the derech achila. Yes. Yeah, so anyway, so what do you say about the meishlokos? So we have two sheets of notes. You have the right. The Rosh says it goes by tam. The Rosh says it goes by tam. It's funny. This is really the Tosus and Chulin, because this Gemara is in Chulin, right? But the Gemara says that May Peros is Zaya. So the funny, the Tosus and Chulin, he leaves over the Kasha. He says, why don't you say Tam Kicker? Because Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Kicker Derisa. Why should it be worse than Tam Kicker? You know what I mean? Because we say, in your day, you say that the Tam of the Isser is like the Isser itself. It's just as when the Torah says Doni Chazer, it means the Tam too. But over here he's saying, so why don't you say Tam Kicker? Just the general principle in Torah.
The
main
parents,
yeah,
is that really Tam? That's like actually Mamashas. It's like the Jews.
Even better.
Maybe his question would be, why not just buy all vegetables? Say that
all juices. He's talking about juices. Why is it Tom Kicker? But anyway, the Rush seems to be going down the Tom type of a path, right? Because mm-hmm. that's how he wants to differentiate May Shlokos from May Peros.
But he actually just holds that it's not Tom by May Peros. The Rush.
That's the funny thing. The Rush apparently is trying to get out of that question. He's saying somehow, So how's the Rush learning? He's learning differently than the Rush, right? He doesn't have any rule. He doesn't have any idea that it has to be eaten this way, right? Mm-hmm. The Rush doesn't care about that. That's not one of the requirements of the Rush.
I mean, he wouldn't hold a tzedakah of these things.
Right. The only question by the Shivsa, I guess, is if it's never done for that. But it doesn't have to be, this is the derech achila. And the Rashba says, no, it has to be that that's the derech achila. I swear, do you want to define the Rashba first a little better?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. Anybody any ideas?
We messed up again. Can we outline the Rashba? Just the problem.
Yeah, the Rashba just said the Rashba for some reason is saying that the din of Mei Shlokos is exactly the same as Mei Peros, and the only question is what's the derech achilaso. The only thing is it's slightly different because by the Mei Peros that's the way you eat the pri. That's essentially the way the pri is eaten. It's eaten as a liquid. But by the Mei Shlokos, it's just that's the way the vegetable is prepared. To make the vegetable edible, it has to be cooked. Why does that automatically give the din of the mayim a din of... why does it give the mayim a din of the vegetable too? It's not essentially... It's not like the May pears. You don't say you cook it essentially to have the mayim of the pears.
If you're not doing it to get the mayim taste, it doesn't seem so. Eat the vegetable.
It seems so. It seems like you have das on both, maybe. I mean, maybe all that's...
And the shlokos, yeah. Are you taking the vegetable out?
No.
Are you eating, you're eating it as a stew?
It seems so.
So it's not just the preparing. That's the derech achila thing with the mayim.
Right. Yeah, so what are you saying? So he holds it that what? I mean, he's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that's the way to eat the fruit. It doesn't have to be that's the way the fruit is consumed through its mayim, right? That's the way we were saying originally. That from the May Paris means this is the liquid form of the fruit, right? Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like an interesting, I'm just thinking about it now, that, for example, let's say like you cook you boil the vegetables and like some other substance, like some sort of vinegar. So I don't think you would say that become the bracha of the...
Well, that's interesting. The rush holds, if it's in a stew with meat, then the meat overpowers the tam of the vegetables. You don't make the boy for your tam anymore. On the mayim.
Water is neutral.
What's that?
Water is neutral with that meat.
What?
Well,
water is water. Water is chocolate anyway.
No, but I'm saying that maybe...
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like maybe the maya, the shalka, it's not the pshat that it was cooked with it and it's eaten with it. That's why it's a dhamma. but it's a unique idea in Mayim. That water is like considered to be, it's almost like a universal substance. Like water is like part of like, meaning like when you have juicy, halacha recognizes that juice in it like is Mayim also. And like when it's cooked with a thing, like it can become part of the thing itself almost.
No, why does that have to be so complicated?
Meaning, because what's bothering me is that here's just mine. There's nothing to do with the thing. And here you're making, who cares if God taught
me? That's the way you eat it. That's the way you taste the food.
But it's not a pre. It's not the pre. How's a boy pre Adam?
When you
did you look at the Rambam? Did you look at the Rambam? At all?
We glanced at it, and then we decided to just stick with the Rambam.
Maybe we'll do the Rambam now. Or you want to work on the Rambam? I think it's a good segue. But the Rambam has a similar type of requirement as the Rush, as the Rashi. The Rambam is similar to the Rashi. Brachos, Perek Ches. Listen to the Rambam. Rambam says like this. It's an interesting halacha he has over here. Because he starts out like this. First of all, he starts out on Perek Gimel. Peiro, so you work with your darkening, lehi ochol chayim. Okay, so it goes through the first case of the fruits or vegetables that you eat, either raw. They eat them raw, so you make a shakol. They make a boy for eats if they're raw. And the ones that you eat cooked, you make a shakol if they're raw. Right, like the potato. And now he's like this. Yorokos shedarkon lihisholik. Okay, now listen very carefully to every phrase in this Rambam. Okay, and let's figure out the requirements here. Yorokos shedarkon lihisholik. Okay. Sholkon v'borech al mei shelek shalohen borei pri adama. Okay. So, vegetables that are that is their way to be cooked and boiled, and you boil them, then you make on the liquid, on the broth, you make on their liquid, you make bari pri adama. Vehu sheshulkon lishtos me man. The Rambam's little, and that's only if you cook them to drink the water. Lishtos meiman. Now listen carefully. She meimei hashlokos kishlokos b'mokom shedarkon lishtoson. So what are his requirements? What are his requirements? So the first requirement is what? It has to be the derech of this yerek to be cooked. That's the first requirement. And that's like the prior halacha. You have, sometimes you have Yerokos shedarkon le'ochol shlukim. You go in kruv, lefes. Im ochon chayan, mevorach aleh metchila shakol. But you also have vegetables that are dvorim shedarkon le'ochol chayim umavusholim. So it at least has to be eaten cooked. That the normal way you eat this vegetable is cooked. Okay? Boiled. Then, on the mei shelek, you're going to make a boy pri adama. Provided... what?
You're cooking it.
That you intended, when you cook them with the intent of drinking that water. Okay. And then he throws in one more requirement.
Does that mean your exclusive intent, or that just needs to be part of your...
That's a good question. And he throws in one last requirement, is that it's the normal way to drink that liquid. Shememe ashlokos kishlokos bimokom shedarkon lishtosam. So it has to be a mokom shedarkon lishtosam. It has to be a normal way to drink that water, right? It has to be that you did it for that reason, right? And it has to be the vegetable itself is eaten cooked. Right?
Not necessarily exclusively for the last part either.
That we'll leave that as an open question. I don't. It's a good question. Some want to say it's what you mean, but I don't know. Right? So what is now the difficulty with the Rambam that we had, the difficulty with the Rambam we have is this. Because the very next, in the same halacha, I mean, maybe it's not really the same halacha, but in our Gershon, same halacha, the very next thing is Dvash, Tamarin, Mevorchen, Allah, Techila, Shakal. Right? And the strange thing is, two halachas before, he says, Hasokhe Peros, Hayotzi Men Mashkin, Mevorchen, and Techila, Shakal. Suddenly, then the Ram starts off with Zeya. Zeya he has right away in Gimel. Then he goes into vegetables that are eaten raw or cooked. Then he goes into the mayim of those vegetables. And then he comes back to dvash. And then he ends off with the sugarcane. But anyway, so what's difficult is the way to understand this Rambam and the way we've been learning the Rambam, which is that everything goes by the Shem Pri. Right? That's the way we wanted to learn Rashi. And the Rashba rejects that. The Rashba rejects that learning of Rashi. Because it's very difficult. If you're going to learn the Shem Pri, it's very difficult to see how to say that the juice is not the Shem Pri, it's Zeya B'Alma, and the Dvash is not a Shem Pri, Zeya B'Alma. But for some reason, in this very particular case, when the vegetable is eaten cooked, its liquid is eaten with it, and you do it for that reason, it's very hard to come to say now all of a sudden another Shem Pri. You know what I mean? That's the difficulty with our approach and this drama.
It is kind of like analogous, just if I'm not being complete, but just the point. It's now kind of analogous to the case of the yain, because in the Yerukos case, there is some juices from the yerk coming out, and those juices are like creating like a taroves with the mayim. So you have like a taroves of like
yeah, but if you would squeeze that liquid, it would be zeya. If you would have a cup full of liquid without any taroves, you make a zeya. You make a taroves is better. That I never heard.
No, because it's not nitan. That's not the derech. That's not the derech to just take it and squeeze it. Meaning once this is the derech of the thing, then its juices.
Well, that raises another interesting question. It raises another interesting question. And that is, the Rambam doesn't have a similar din by other peira. I mean, it could be the Rambam. I don't know the answer to the question. But the orange juice, according to the Rambam, he leaves no room for that. The Rambam leaves no room for that. Because the Rambam just says, Zaysim and Anavim. That's it. He doesn't have this whole thing of the God. He doesn't say because that's the Dera. You know what I mean? He just says Chutz min ha'anavim v'azesim. Now, it's not like the Meish Lakos where he presents this whole idea of a derech. Seems to hold that by the juice, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter that they grow a special orange for orange juices. It doesn't matter. That's considered Zeya. So why all of a sudden over here does it become... like the fruit. But the Ram is different from the right, from the Rush, that we can say for sure, because it's a question of Das, not a question of just Tom. And is he different than the Rashba? Well, he has this extra thing where you intend to drink that Mayim. Rashba doesn't mention any of that. The Rashba doesn't really mention that. But what's the idea of this Rama? Let's take the first question first. Why is it important that the vegetable is eaten cooked? According to the Rashba, that's the essential thing. But according to the Rambam, you have to have das in the water anyway. And the water has to be the derech. So what if the vegetable was not eaten cooked, but it was the derech to eat this water, to drink this water, and you're doing it for it? Well, what are you lacking? Yeah.
It sounds like the Rambam is setting up a symbiotic relationship between the
that's
water and
beautiful.
That means that they are both required to achieve their full form in the realm of Achila. This pre is nothing without water to cook it. And the water, which the Rambam is saying you have to have das to eat in this form of with the tam being given off to it, is nothing until it's been cooked with the vegetables. So insofar as what the real pre is. The real pre is only attained once you mix water with vegetable and cook it. And then you have the true pre, and then you're just eating pieces of the pre, the water piece or the vegetable piece.
Okay, okay. I hear what you're saying a little bit. Yeah?
Can you say when you're mevarach on the water, so that bori per daba is really a way of, it's mevarach on the pre itself?
Well, that's a good question. The Ram doesn't say that you have to be eating the pre. It definitely doesn't say that. Definitely doesn't say you have to be eating the yarek.
Right, I'm not saying that either.
You're not saying that either?
No, I'm not saying that either. I'm saying in other words like this. In other words, if the pre, like certain types, like potatoes, the pre is cooked.
Right.
And certain times the pre is raw. So I'm saying over here, the maya, the reason why you're making bor pei adama is because that's an extension of the actual pre itself. So if the cook thing is not really the pre, then certainly it's maya can't be. I mean, I'm not completely giving the idea, but I'm saying that the maya is an extension of the actual thing. So it has to be that is the pre. But okay. If the derech is to eat it raw, then the maya is an extension.
Okay. Okay. Similar to what you're saying, right?
Similar.
Similar to what you're saying. Not as poetic. Yeah. And why do you have to have the intention? That's the hard. I mean, you can go back and forth, which is the hardest one. I'd start out the first one about the cooked vegetable seems hard. But okay, you've given me some compelling ideas. But now, why should it matter if I intended to cook it to drink that mayim? Shouldn't it just be enough that the mayim, that the yerek is eaten cooked? And even I'll give you that the water is normally eaten. But why do I have to have done it for that?
He doesn't really say that the derech is to eat them cooked.
He just says...
Darkon lehishalik. Like in Hall well, he says, when he's talking about those other pairs, he says, Darkon lehayachal shlugim.
He doesn't say.
What would the difference be, though?
I hear what you're saying, but you mean it could be that you don't need to eat the thing at all. Could be that you don't eat the vegetable at all. You just cook it and throw it out. But then, of course, your das is to drink the water. What else are you doing? Just a science experiment. Yeah.
And you were also saying that das in the Rambam we haven't seen really.
Like that's right. We haven't seen das.
No idea of das.
I've not really seen das in the Rambam. Except for what? I mean, just derech achilas. You have seen derech achilas to some extent, but not your intent. Yeah. Yes.
Well, with what I was saying, that would fit very nicely for the Rama. Because if you're saying that you're attempting to achieve the ultimate pre,
right,
then that could be done in two ways. You could say that it's by adding another ingredient to it, right, or you could say that it's just by putting it through a process, like a wine press.
Okay.
Now, wine press, no one would say is part of the food, so then that's just nothing, and it's really the grape that's being actualized.
Okay.
But over here, it needs to be that the thing which is creating the ultimate pre is also a food itself. It has to exist within the realm of achila. So then, only together can they be the ultimate pre, and then together they are both a piece of the ultimate pre when they're both achila. Or else it would just be a tool like the pot.
Very good, very good. I agree. I think that's also what Rashi is indicating when he says the tavshil, right? Tavshil shel traden. What does it mean, tavshil shel traden? It means to say it's part of the ochel. It's part of the food. So in other words, I think what Michael was saying is like this, that the Rambam holds that you have to make the mayim has to be mitzdaref with the pre. Okay? Use somewhat an abstract term. Has to be mitzdaref to the pre. to become one ochel. Now, the Ram holds like this. He says there's two requirements for that. There's one basic requirement, that is a normal thing. But aside for that, that it's capable of becoming it. Aside for its being capable of becoming the one top shul, there are two requirements to make it one top shul. What are they? Bishul, it has to be a bishul process. The tziruf has to be through the bishul. And that's why the Rambam says it has to be darkon li-sholik. Because if it's not darkon li-sholik, then it's not a bishul process. It's only a bishul process if that is, in reality, changing the food in terms of ochlim. Right?
You can boil anything in
the mix. You can boil anything, right. And it's not called bishul.
Yeah. There's no tziruf, you can
say that. It's not a maisa bishul. Right. Not a bishul.
It's not a
bishul. No, not a bishul in Ochlim. In Ochlim, it's not a bishul to the food if the food is only eaten raw and you're mavashal it. That's not being mavashal the food. That's destroying the food. That's not considered...
Bishul is to render the thing.
Bishul is to render the thing Ochel. Bishul is a tikkun, correct. To render the thing in Ochel. If you're mavashal... So in order to get started, he's saying, the entity has to be subject to the tziruf process. The tziruf process is that they're mevushal together. Okay? But on top of that, he's saying, the water has to be considered an entity within the tavshil, not a medium of the bishul.
Otherwise, you're just cooking yirakos.
Otherwise, you're just cooking yirakos.
Not the substance of the thing.
So the Rambam holds like this, that there's an idea that the mayim could be considered, the mayim, through the bishul process of the yerek, can be considered a mitzaref to the vegetable itself. But provided there's a legitimate bishul process, and that the mayim is being used as an ingredient, not as a medium. Then you can say that the maya, the silka, the shulki, is kishulki done.
And that's das makes it an ingredient.
Das makes it an ingredient. Correct. Das makes it an ingredient. And that's like Rashi says, it's a tavshil. Tavshil, he says, means to say that you're treating it as an ochel til. You're treating it as an ochel til. Yeah.
Is this similar to like the idea of bishul achim nechok moshu chai?
Correct.
My subishul.
Correct.
Because it's already, you're not really doing anything.
Correct. Correct. And in Shabbos, you have a told of bishul. So if you take a piece of wood and you strengthen it through fire, that's also bishul. It's true, it just gets soft first thing, it's whatever. But in terms of bishul, in terms of ochlim, it's got to make it edible. Yeah. Now the Rashba is similar in one element. He's similar, right? In one element, he has similar that it has to be a legitimate bishul process. But he doesn't have this idea. He doesn't seem to have this other idea that it has to be. I mean, maybe he does. Maybe he certainly doesn't have the idea that you have to have das, right? Certainly doesn't have the idea that you need das. It just has to be that that's the way it's done. That it's normally cooked. Right? See, I think the Rashba is still working on the idea of the substance of the tam in the pri, of the mayim in the pri. Right? Because the Rambam is trying to be mitzaref, the mayim that you cook it in, to make it into one big tavshil that's going to have the shame pri. Oh, one second. One more thing back to the Rambam. And that's why it's different than juicing. Right? That's why it's different than juicing. That's why the Rambam holds the idea of mei shlokos goes by your das, but you don't say that if I plant an orange tree, even a special orange tree, for juicing, you're going to make a bari pri eitz on the juice. Mm-hmm. Because there's no process there of tziruf. This is a separate chiddush that the Ram held in Meishlachus of a mitzdareif of one entity. It's almost like an Iker and Tafel idea in the Tavshil, the Shame Tavshil. But it has nothing to do with dark, with defining the entity, right? Not defining the Mayim as a pre, the May Peros as a pre through your das, because that's more like the Rashba's idea. This is an exceptional case. This is an exceptional case. And no doubt, you put the Devash here in because of the Ba'ag. So they don't think the Devash is also a special case. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see about the Devash. But anyway, but the Rashba seems to be learning that you can that the whole question is, can you transform the juice of the thing? Can the juice of the thing have the shame of the thing? Right? Can the juice of the thing have the shame of the thing? Whereas the Rambam is learning it can't, unless it's Yayin and unless it's Zaysim and Anavim. But this is a different idea. So that's why I think the Rashba over here, so why does he require a Bishul though? Why does he require that it's dark on the Bushel? So he's saying that as long as that's this normal way is to cook it, right? Then what?
Then you could say the water becomes part of the entity. There's a tear.
No, that's the Ram's way of learning.
Oh, you're in the
right. Right, the Rashba. Oh.
I mean, just descriptively. I mean, meaning like, since that's the normal way to cook it, then you can't really talk about the pre-existing without this the Meish Lakos. So in that sense,
where's Max?
He has to find all this himself.
Can you say that the Bishul turns it into a singular entity? Meaning it makes you
can't get out of the Rambam.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with saying that for the Rambam? No, like this. So in other words, since that's the Derech, so now since that's the Derech to eat the Pre, like Matt was saying, like, this is the way the Pre exists.
Yeah, you're dragging Matt down with you. Good.
I'm not going to go down alone. I'm not going to go down alone. I need a cushion.
Yeah, good. I'm not learning that way. I'm learning that it's the May Peros. It's the May Yerek. That's still going to have the shame Pre.
Because he holds it's analogous.
He holds it's analogous. Anybody want to try something here? I don't want to go down myself either. Yeah.
Humans?
Yeah. Well, you got 2 minutes. Yeah.
Maybe say when you have it as Zeya, then it can only exist as a subordinate thing because you took it out of a vegetable. But when you put it, but what the water does is that makes it then an Iker. Meaning then
that
I have.
That sounds like going too far. I don't think he says an Iker. He just says he doesn't require that. He just requires the vegetables eaten cooked. And then it's talking about the juice of that vegetable. Let's just put what he's saying into words. Let's just describe the phenomenon he's referring to. Maybe sometimes a good description, reveals something deeper. Now, what's he saying? He's saying that what? That it has to be, in order to make a Bori Priya Eitz or a Bori Priya Dama on the mayim of the vegetable or the fruit, it has to be that that's part of its derech achila. It has to be that's its derech achila. Why? Why is that so? Because otherwise it's considered, what's that?
It's just
an extraction of the thing. It's not considered It's not considered, it's considered a distortion of the thing, right, and you consider that what you have is a loss of the actual right. entity.
It has to be right? part of some constructive process in right. order to make it a thing unto itself.
But he's saying over here that what, that since the vegetable is cooked, eaten, cooked, whatever comes out of it during that cooking process is still considered better, is still considered the free. Right? That's essentially what he's saying. So what are you saying?
I just said it has to be part, the fact that the juice is coming out is considered a hashchasa unless it's part of some ultimate constructive process, namely bishul of the thing. Otherwise, we consider it just like a waste. But once it's, sorry?
And yain and zaysin, what is the constructive process?
Because they're making yain.
That is the derachil. That is what they are.
So once that tam now has existence unto itself, it can combine with the water, which basically makes it, the tam is like an abstract thing. It's not a physical thing. So it needs some medium in which it can exist. So the water is like a neutral medium, so it joins that and becomes an entity, but we still consider it tied back to the thing, to the original prey.
Why is tied back to the original prey? Because it was constructive?
Yeah, it's not complete. It's...
You're saying it's just a transfer of medium?
Well, I mean, what were you saying? In terms of what, like where you phrased it. In other words, you can't say about this Mei Yerukos that they come about through a distortion of the Pri. Right? You certainly can't say that because they come about through a Tikkun in the Pri. That's how you get them by making this vegetable edible. You understand? You get them by, you can't say removing them is a hashchasa. Like taking an orange, taking an apple, and squeezing out its juice. That's a hashchasa because it really should have been eaten as a fruit. Now you're eating it as a mayim. That mayim is not the derech achila, so it has a din of zeya. Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to say, but it needs a positive quality, though. No, it can't just be
that's
that it's not a negative.
That's my question over here. That's what I'm wondering over here. Yeah. No, that's what I'm wondering over here. When he says, derech achiloson, does he mean it has to be the derech achila of the fruit? No, is it that is the way the fruit is consumed? Through its mayim? Through its mei peros? Or... is he saying that it can't, that in order to retain the shame of the pri, it can't be a distortion of the idea of the pri? I'm thinking about it a little more. Let's think about it a little more. You know what I'm saying? Now, is he saying as long as that vegetable is normally eaten cooked, you can't say that this may peros that comes out of it is a removal of the shame pre. So then what? Well, your question is, so why is it still not, but why is it the pre? Right. The question, why is it the pre? Yeah, what is Lashon again? Call me the... Lo dami lemaya the shalki. Kevin the robe of a chilas nu ayidei shlika. May shlikas and kamosan. I call me the lace darker than Mishkoi, Vlomaskate, El Michle Bene. Bahani who are low me the shame me again. Go ahead. Yeah. In other words, he's saying like this, that by these things that are shlokos, that is the way, that was what happens with the shlokos, some of the liquid comes out, right? Now that liquid that comes out, it wasn't the derech to eat that liquid in the fruit. That was not the derech.
Talking about regular cases of
no, shlokos. You know what I'm saying? It's like meat. It is like a tnita. In other words, how do you eat this vegetable? Not with all of the juices in it, because then it would be raw. You only eat it after there's an extensive exchange of mayim and juice. Right? But the pri as a whole, everything is neat and liochel. The only thing is, the substance is neat and liochel after shlokos, and its mayim is neat and liochel after it comes out.
Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
That's how you eat the juices?
You can't eat them any other way. That's
but
my
you
point.
Do, but you do eat them. I mean, we're now
that
positing
improves
that.
Them. That makes them, those juices as an ochel are eaten this way. It doesn't have to be that you had to do, that you did it for this or anything like that. Right. But the fact is, as a vegetable, it has two components and two components in it. One derech achila is when it's cooked, that's the substance of it. The other one is when it seeps out of through the visual.
Why do you need the maya?
That's how you cook it.
So basically you have.
You don't need the maya. The maya is just the extraction. So the maya is just the way to the way it works. It goes in and comes out. The maya goes in and comes out and softens up the vegetable.
So, but I'm just saying actually. So you have like when you put the fruit in the vegetable with water,
right?
And then also the juices come out of it into the water.
Yeah, because the water turns colors. The water turns colors. So that's like toast in your day. Remember, we didn't get. Says that the Gemara says, it says when it's absorbing, it won't be polite. Right? As long as it's boiling, the Gemara says, it's never polite anything. So this is not true. You cook vegetables all the time, and the water's boiling, and it starts turning colors. So it's definitely polite stuff. But, yes, it's polite. There's no difference, though, if you cooked it without water and whatever was dripped out. You see anything? But that's not the way it's... In other words, on that stuff...
So is the water like a medium to drink the juices of the yerk? I mean, it becomes like there's an idea there.
Oh, you're not
also
making a bracha on the water. You're making a bracha on the meishlokos. You're making a bracha on the liquid that came out of the juice, out of that vegetable. The only thing is, it's the ikker.
It's like an ikker and tough
one. It's like an ikker and tough. Yeah, yeah. That's why the Rosh says. But if the Tom Busser is an ikker, then it's a different question. You don't taste it anymore. You don't taste it anymore. Think about it.
Are you in effect saying then that once we say it's darkon to be mishalik the vegetable, that it's also the derech to drink the milk?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. As opposed to the fruit, right? The fruit, that's the way the whole vegetable is consumed. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's a different reason.
It's the same thing for different reasons. Same thing. Here it's consumed this way because it's subject to bishop.
Correct.
Right.
But the bottom line is that's the way you
eat. That's right. By the peros and by the anovim and the zaysim, that's the way the whole fruit is considered to eat. It's like the rest would be psolas. Like the shevis. Once the tom comes out, the rest of it is psolas.
You don't make a shock on like the wrapping of the grape.
I mean, after it's all squeezed out, what bracha would you make on that stuff?
Yeah.
You make a bracha?
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. Probably not edible. No,
the skins.
The pressed grapes.
Oh.
Well, what kind of nazir? Can't eat that stuff? Can't eat the chetzanim and the dragon?
Shakal.
I guess shakal. Okay, that's good. So now let's see if we can do. Next step is the bahag and the rush. Okay?
Is that two different things or one thing?
In the rush. No, he's not the way the rush was possessed, because the rush gives a tom.
Okay.
Tries to explain why he holds that way. Fascinating.